little bit of volume. Lorton pushing into Newington, making that trip in from the west. Also, good start here at Greenway, Toll Road, and 66 without any early issues coming through Gainesville up through to the Capitol Beltway. Traffic update now sponsored by Bill Gordon and Associates. Injured, can't work, you may qualify for Social Security benefits. Call Bill Gordon and Associates and learn how. 800-932-1276. That's 800-932-1276. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds, slightly milder temperatures as we cloud over as we move through the day. An afternoon rain shower or sprinkle of rain, 53. Mid-30s tonight, still fairly windy. Tomorrow, more wind around and high only 46. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Dumfries, 30 in Gaithersburg, 32 degrees in Washington. Paul Manafort asks a judge to dismiss the criminal charges against him. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Oh, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Hans von Spakovsky is going to be here soon, 635 this morning. We're going to talk about whether or not you should mark whether you're a citizen on the census. I felt like that's common sense, but apparently not. Hans will answer it. At 705, Dr. Rick Lanham's going to be here. He's a clinical psychologist. We're going to chat about our students in our schools and what's driving some of them to the chaos that we've seen of late. 735, Steve Moore, an economist and friend of Larry Kudlow, who has got a new job at the White House. 805, Matt Bonesteel from the Washington Post. We're talking about March Madness. Bonesteel. And then Tom Fitton will be here at 835 from Judicial Watch. A lot of news on Andrew McCabe. So much to talk about. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
You might want to rethink that. If you are potential fly with a pet, with a family member that has fur, you might want to rethink flying. You might want to drive if you can. I don't know, take a slow boat, something along those lines. So to recap, we know that United Airlines had an incident with a puppy, a 10-month-old puppy, that was flying with a family in an airline-approved carrier, and they alleged they put the carrier under the seat in front of them, and the people who were around them corroborate their story. A long story short, the stewardess or flight attendant, to be politically correct, insisted that they put the carrier in the overhead bin. And they kept saying, there's a dog in the carrier. And she said, has to go in the overhead bin. It's blocking the aisle. So, goes in there. A dog's whining through for a couple of hours. The dog calms down. They land. They take the crate down. And the dog is dead. The puppy's dead. 10-month-old puppy.
Was it an English pug?
Yeah, and they say they have problems breathing.
Yeah.
But apparently there's not a whole lot of air up there in the overhead bin. And when you see it, close it, it seals pretty hard. So I kind of get it. In response to that, Senator John Kennedy tweeted out, I will be filing a bill that will prohibit airlines from putting animals in overhead bins. Violators will face significant fines. Pets are family. Which I think they should be fined, and I do believe there should be some kind of payout to this family. We know that United refunded the cost of the tickets.
Oh, good.
And they refunded the extra, I think it's $120 to bring the pet on board with you to fly the pet.
Oh, they gave him a refund.
So they gave him the refund of that. Well, all right, so done with that. All is said and done, right?
By the way, you know Mitt Romney's out there somewhere saying, what's the problem?
He put the dog
on the roof of the car. Forget the overhead compartment.
You had to explain that. Is there someone who didn't get that?
I don't know. If anybody doesn't remember Mitt Romney.
Come on. Huh? All right. Well, so they're not done. Their United Airlines is not done. They're investigating another problem regarding a pet, Kara Swindle. And her two children flew from Oregon to Kansas City, Missouri. And they put their dog, a German Shepherd, Irgo, a 10-year-old German Shepherd, down below in the cargo. And they get there, they go pick up Irgo, and they are given a Great Dane. They're like, here's your dog. They're like, that's not our dog. Our dog is a 10-year-old German Shepherd. This is a Great Dane. I'm pretty sure it's not the same animal. Well, did a little checking. Irgo was mistakenly sent to Japan, and the Great Dane that was supposed to go to Japan went to Kansas City, Missouri.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, That's not the correct destination.
No. So airline officials in Japan put Eargo first class on a flight back to Kansas City, but not quite sure when Eargo's going to arrive. Mm-hmm. And they're upset because it's a 10-year-old dog. The dog's on medication. So the dog's not getting its medication. And I understand that they're upset. I flew with a pet once. I transported a pet airlines when I moved from Texas back home. And you can't wait to get the animal. You hope it's okay, you know, the whole bit. And she was fine, which is great, but that's a terrible, horrible thing. Apparently, it's not that unusual. According to data from the Department of Transportation, United Airlines has the highest number of animal deaths and injuries for any carrier in 2017.
How do you have that record?
Well, I guess you have to try hard because this data only pertains to pets that flew, are you ready, with the airline's Pet Safe cargo program.
Really?
Yes.
So they specifically flew in the Pet Safe cargo program and they die?
Or were injured.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't relate to the incident on Monday. That incident on Monday where that dog died in the overhead compartment is not even counted in this. This only pertains to animals that fly in the cargo program, the pet safe cargo program.
Well, I heard Obama's going to start flying commercial again because now they have in-flight meals.
But I'm bumped. Go ahead, explain it.
I'm not explaining that one.
All right, bye.
People know. You just told me that.
Now, about a year ago, United Airlines was criticized because, remember, they don't only kill dogs and cats, and I don't think they do it on purpose. I'm not saying they do it on purpose. I understand things happen. Look at the way they treat your luggage, and that's all airlines. But there was a giant bunny that was on, it was on its way to becoming a world record holder. It was expected to be named the world's giant rabbit. Uh-huh. That died in United's cargo area.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened? Remember the hamster that had to get flushed recently? Was it Pickles?
Yes.
Or something?
Yeah,
Pickles the hamster or
something? It was a therapy hamster.
The airline forced her to flush it down the toilet before they left?
Well, that's what she claims.
Yes. She was compelled to flush her own hamster down the toilet, her comfort hamster.
Yeah, they wouldn't let her bring her therapy hamster.
Is there a point, you own some animals.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain amount of money that you would take to allow your animal to die on an airplane?
No.
So if United approached you and was like, hey, for a $10 million settlement, your cat's going to die in the overhead compartment of this airplane. $50
million. No.
$100
no.
million.
No.
$1 billion.
No.
You have a chance.
I would put my husband in the overhead compartment before I would put one of my animals in the overhead compartment. Because I could at least say to him, look, they're going to pay me, a couple million dollars.
Yeah, like,
so you can take one for the team,
honey,
right?
Your life insurance is not $1 billion.
Exactly.
United is going to take care of me forever.
Exactly.
Here's our chance.
Yeah. The rate of pet deaths on United Airlines was more than double that of the airline with the second highest frequency of pet fatalities, which is American Airlines. Now you have to realize there aren't a lot of airlines. So you've got the rate of people flying mm-hmm. with pets on these airlines obviously is going to be higher than on some of the smaller airlines. So they're going to have more pet deaths, obviously. The same report from the years past indicated United also had the highest number of pet deaths, not just in 2017, but also 2016 and 2015. So they are a three-year record holder.
I just imagine the people in the United PR department, like what they're dealing with right now. Imagine just being known as the airline that kills people's like best friends. Like your job, you're just killing dogs. Like what are they doing today to spin out of this?
Let me put this into perspective. For 2017, the annual report, pet deaths, United Airlines had 18 in a year. American had 2 and Delta had 2. Alaska Airlines also had 2. But they had one missing animal, Alaska Airlines. Delta, American, and United had no missing animals. Delta and American had each one pet injured.
Hooters Airlines never killed the animals.
But listen, SkyWest, 0. All these other smaller airlines, 0000. Because probably not a lot of people fly with pets on these smaller airlines. So it does happen, and they say sometimes it's due to pet stress because animals chew out of their kennels, and then they get out on the tarmac, and they don't find them. From 2010 to 2012, Delta had held the top spot. So they kind of just,
right,
I guess,
well,
go back and forth with them.
Not a record you want.
No,
that's my
sad
conclusion here. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. go to Jamie Witten on the in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Thanks, guys. Let's go 270 southbound. Just the volume with us now through Urbana Hyattstown. Once you get down toward Clarksburg, though, still an easy ride down to the Beltway. Enjoying the trip around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Really, the slowest stretch overall that I see on the Beltway is going to be leaving College Park, so right near New Hampshire Avenue, heading past Colesville Road. We'll take that any day. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, good morning. No delay. And then inside the Beltway has been uneventful. We need that through Chevrolet and Riverdale. Now it's 295 where we start to stack up here past Benning Road, East Capitol Street, down onto the 11th Street Bridge and the freeway. Good to go. 210 northbound Indian Head Highway right near Kirby Hill Road for crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today a mix of clouds and sun during the morning is going to give way to cloudy skies and some isolated sprinkles tonight. Partly cloudy skies, a low of 34 degrees, and then tomorrow partly cloudy skies with gusty winds developing during the afternoon and a high of 46. Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
All right. A lot of things getting moved around in the Trump administration. Rex Tillerson out. Mike Pompeo in at the State Department. He's leaving the CIA and flying in from there. Somebody's already there. The deputy director, Gina Haspel, is now going to take over at the CIA. All of this requires Senate confirmation. And ahead of that confirmation, there's already a hot debate about some of the people who are involved, and specifically Gina Haspel. She's being framed up as the torture queen. She's she ran a black site, a prison. This is after the September 11th attacks. The New York Times detailing it in a report yesterday that Gina Haspel, after September 11th, she was dispatched to oversee a secret prison in Thailand. And then in the frantic hunt for conspirators of 9/11, they waterboarded al-Qaeda suspects three times, and subjected him to brutal interrogation techniques, they say. So she basically was a part of one of the more controversial moments in American history, this enhanced interrogation. And, you know, there's still, I think, to this day, people who debate the merits of that, whether or not it's useful in terms of actually getting information out, and also whether or not it's, you know, proper for an American to be using, you know, a few chokeholds and some baptism by waterboarding in order to get information out of people. Somebody who's not in favor of that style of interrogation, Rand Paul, and we've known that for a while, but he's using that now as the basis for his objection to Gina Haspel getting the job as the head of the CIA. Listen to Rand Paul yesterday.
She was gleeful at the waterboarding and was sort of, you know, gloating at the fact that the guy's acting as he's struggling to breathe and drowning in fluid. And so this is not what America stands for. Torture is not what America's about. I have family members in the armed service. I don't want to send a message to the world that torture is fine, because our young men and women can be captured at some point in time, too. And if the whole world thinks that America tortures prisoners, they'll do exactly the same to ours. And so this is a woman who's the poster child for what went wrong with waterboarding after 9/11, and she should never, ever be at the head of the CIA. She should never, ever be advanced to any kind of position in the CIA.
Well, one, I kind of take objection with the notion that other countries are going to withhold their capacity for torture based on whether or not the United States uses waterboarding, right? It's like, oh, well, they do it, so therefore we need to torture them. Again, there is some debate over whether or not you even consider waterboarding torture. It's used at college fraternities. It's like, if it's the kind of thing you do when you're rushing a fraternity, does it qualify as torture? I'm just trying to get the measurement on this. More of Rand Paul going after Gina Haspel.
I think there are many people, if you want a career person, someone who's served in the CIA, I think there are probably dozens and dozens of people who weren't involved with waterboarding, that weren't directly involved with torture, that weren't gleefully showing how much they loved the idea of someone being tortured. So, no, I think she's absolutely disqualified, and there are probably dozens of other people. I wouldn't presume to know the individual names at the CIA, but I'm sure we can find a career person over there that hasn't tortured anybody.
So he's saying, look, she's disqualified. She participates. She works for the CIA, by the way. So what he's suggesting is, I guess, presumably, that anybody who worked for the CIA who is an accomplice to this, complicit is the word of 2018, she's therefore complicit. Anyone who worked for the CIA during this time period of American history would therefore be disqualified under those terms.
Yeah, this is amazing to me, not surprising. There are a lot of things I like about Rand Paul. This is not one of them. Here is a woman who, remember the time frame. This was after 9/11. We're trying to find out information on men who killed thousands of Americans, attacked us on our own soil.
Yes.
Since when do we have to abide by some kind of rule etiquette book on how to get information out of them? They killed Americans on our own soil, but the gloves are off.
Well, lastly, real quick, Liz Cheney tweeting yesterday, Gina Haspel has spent her career defending the American people and homeland. Rand Paul is defending and sympathizing with terrorists. This debate just got a lot hotter. 6:22 on WMAL.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, missing or damaged teeth really can keep you from eating all the food you love and affects your job, your relationships, and every aspect of your life. If you're experiencing that already, you know. No matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, though, the Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff creates that environment you need, that warm, no criticism, no judgment space. No matter how complex your case, Cascades does give you teeth in a day with their unique full mouth dental implant system. It's pretty neat. What sets them apart, besides that fantastic technology, is their experience. Dr. Ruparelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Cascades makes your comfort a priority with full sedation services that range from pill-form conscious sedation all the way up to that full general anesthesia with a board-certified anesthesiologist. You can see Cascades' many success stories by going to their website, cascadesdental.com, and scrolling down to the videos and checking them out. There's a lot of great stories there, and it'll convince you. And then at that point, you should call 866-25-SLEEP. 866-25-SLEEP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and joining me today is Rob Martin, health broadcaster, product developer. He's here to speak with us about a breakthrough in anti-aging skincare. It's called Genucel. May finally be the answer to target that eye puffiness and the bags. If someone's listening right now, Rob, and they decided to try Genucel, this eye serum, what results can they expect?
Well, they're going to get real results. This is not a makeup. I want to underscore there are other products out there, Larry. They're temporary fixes. They're makeup. We get to the core of the issue. So, therefore, you're going to see real results starting in 12 hours and significant improvements over the next few weeks.
Now, what's in this stuff? You know, people are very wary about things that they put on their skin. What are the main ingredients in Genucel?
Okay. We have this wonderful peptide. It's called Isoril. We have a 2% solution. That's double what they used in the study. That's why it works so quickly. Isoril gets in there, really assists your body in removing the fluid, the inflammation, the puffiness, the bags that build up under your eyes. This is something that, unfortunately, most of us get as we get older. That includes men, guys. That you want to look younger. I mean, really take years off your face. Try Genucel.
I love all the great offers that you have for my listeners. They blow me away. What have you got today?
Well, it's the spring clearance sale. This happens once a year, Larry. So I'll tell you what. You're going to call today, order Genucel risk-free, and you're going to get the breakthrough eyelid treatment. So now you can treat under your eye and on top as well. You're also going to get a free Genucel Immediate Effects called in the next 20 minutes. You'll also get the Genucel Collagen Builder, a moisturizer, and you're going to get the Deep Firming Serum. That's four bestsellers all together, four luxury gifts. Here you go. You go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com, or you call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. We're off to a pretty mellow start for the rush hour. Not sure what the rest of the rush hour holds, but it's always nice when we're off to a good start here. Around the Beltway's been uneventful. Topside through College Park and Silver Spring really is the heaviest stretch of the entire Beltway that I'm checking out. On 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown with some of the stop and go. Now 210 Indian Head Highway. Very heavy traffic heading up toward Kirby Hill road, but please tell me the crash out of the travel lanes now, but definitely with the delays for sure in place at some of the bailout traffic over to Livingston Road as well. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code District for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds, slightly milder temperatures as we cloud over as we move through the day. An afternoon rain shower or sprinkle of rain, 53. Mid-30s tonight, still fairly windy. Tomorrow, more wind around with high only 46. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right. Remember Clock Boy? Good old Clock Boy. In September of 2015, he was arrested at MacArthur High School in Texas because he brought a clock that he had built to school that officials then said it resembled a bomb. He was 14 at the time. He was taken into custody after bringing the device in. And the device included batteries, a printed circuit board, wires, a transformer, a display panel, and an alarm bell. It was in a suitcase. It looked, I mean, to the untrained eye, like a bomb. So he was arrested, you know, pending their determination of what the heck this thing actually was. Well, then President Obama invited him to the White House. Remember? Cool clock, Ahmed. Want to bring it to the White House? We should inspire more kids like you to like science. It's what makes America great. Oh, he said America great. I think that's racist now. But anyway, that was Obama back then. Well, his family just got done with a lawsuit. A federal judge just threw the lawsuit out yesterday, dismissing that by the father of that boy, Ahmed Mohammed, and saying they got rid of it. They tried to sue the school district for this, and they didn't succeed. And the city, by the way, it says it's extremely pleased by the court's ruling, which supports the justifiable actions taken by the officers in the matter. We remain committed to ensuring the safety of all Irving residents and school children. Back when the president invited him to the White House, I went back and checked the tweet. One of the top tweets points out, pretty sure the Secret Service wouldn't let this thing near the White House.
It looked like a bomb.
It did. That should be the court ruling. It looked like a bomb. 628 on WMAL.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Scratch It Rich is back at MGM National Harbor with up to $7 million in prizes, which means you can scratch it richer than ever before. Now until May 27th, you can play Scratch It Rich to win the hottest gadgets in tech, a one-of-a-kind spa or dining experience, free play, and more. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come Scratch It Rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just dial *ZIP. And when prompted, say talk. That's *ZIP. Keyword, talk.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
All right, I got a whole bunch of news for you. Larry Kudlow, you know, regular guest here on WMAL. Well, he has a new job. We're going to talk about that. Also, Hans von Spakovsky joining us in a moment. Should your citizenship be a question on the census? Simple question. Are you a citizen? Yes or no? It's attracting a tremendous amount of controversy. We'll get into the details. 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now. WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. It's back to a normal day at school today for the tens of thousands of students nationwide who walked out yesterday as part of the organized demonstration demanding stricter gun laws. But did their effort work?
Despite the marches and the chanting, there is little indication that Congress will take substantive action to tighten gun laws. While the president called for making 21 the minimum age for buying an assault rifle, he backed off that idea after meeting with the NRA, which responded to the marches with a tweet that included a picture of an assault-style rifle and the words, "I'll control my own guns. Thank you." Jerry Bodlander on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Annapolis, Maryland, lawmakers have advanced two gun control bills that Governor Larry Hogan calls common sense measures. One would ban bump stocks, the devices that make semi-automatic weapons behave like automatics. The other would create a red flag rule to make it easier to get guns away from people judged to be dangerous. Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote no to President Trump's selections to head the State Department and the CIA. Paul says he has concerns over CIA Deputy Director Gina Haspel and Director Mike Pompeo's past enthusiasm about the Iraq War and hawkish attitude toward Iran.
I'm perplexed by the nomination of people who love the Iraq War so much that they would advocate for a war with Iran next.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,758. The Nasdaq at 74.97. Sports sponsored by Lidl. The Wizards win at the NCAA tournament. First four wins for Syracuse and Texas Southern. NHL, the Caps are in New York tonight to take on the Islanders. Exhibition baseball, the O's win. The Nets have the day off. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Planning an Easter meal? Shop Lidl for super deals on their gourmet preferred selection brand. Through Wednesday, get up to 50% off select specialty items in time for the holiday. Explore authentic flavors from around the world at surprisingly low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Save big, up to $3,000 on Samsung Big Screen 4K UHD TVs. Save big on every last overstock and floor sample. Plus, as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. The Big Screen Store. Locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This is the 78-inch curved Samsung 4K TV. Exclusively from the Big Screen Store. It's smart. It's ultra-high def. And it's curved. Just like the movie theaters. Without a doubt, this is the most incredible buy we have ever made. It came out at almost $5,000. But because we bought all that Samsung to give us, they're just $19.99. And it still has the Big Screen Store's famous double warranty. Boom! Only at the Big Screen Store.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Unless you believe the fake news or the mainstream media, you know that the U.S. economy is on fire and setting all sorts of records. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as your trusted voice on mortgages and housing, I'd like to inform you what some of this means as unemployment drops, stocks soar, and the new tax plan takes place. For example, with interest no longer deductible on home equity loans and home values rising so much, you should refinance your two loans together into a new first mortgage, making both loans tax deductible. Call us now and get the real news and the absolute lowest rates guaranteed. And Cornerstone First is now proud to offer the Hometown Heroes program, giving teachers, police officers, firefighters, and veterans huge savings when purchasing or refinancing their home. Learn more at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Has some troubles. Maryland Interstate 95 in the northbound direction, so the opposite flow of the commute. So listen carefully. If you normally head northbound leaving the Beltway, you're in a delay now. Right as you merge off of the Beltway, and that's to get off and up toward the crash near 212 in Calverton. Stay to the far. It looks like they're trying to allow two lanes to get by the crash, but one lane slowly as you approach. Again, northbound 95 at 212 Powder Mill Road in that area. Southbound side, the flow of the rush hour, your travel lanes are open and we've been okay. We're still pretty much up at speed right until you merge onto that outer loop and through Silver Spring. Also, opposite direction of the commute, heads up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, leaving the Beltway, heading up toward Powder Mill Road for crash. Northbound side of the B-Dub, southbound lanes are open. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, starting to back up near St. Barnabas Road, 210. Now it's about recovering and now we're in the rush hour, but the earlier crash cleared. Northbound 210 at Kirby Hill Road. Uneventful Virginia looks good around the Beltway. Annandale Tyson's 395, a little bit of volume in Landmark. And again at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Please stay dry. A little cloud around this morning. More clouds coming in this afternoon. Could see a sprinkle of rain. 53 degrees with a west-southwest wind. Overnight tonight, still fairly windy, down near 34. Outlying areas colder. Friday, gusty winds again, especially in the afternoon. Chilly. 46 degrees with a partly cloudy sky. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Springfield, 30 in Germantown, 31 in Washington. I'm Duel Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Ball, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Dr. Rick Lanham will be with us at 7:05, a clinical psychologist, to talk about our children in their schools and sort of what leads some of them to break and maybe what we can do to prevent it. 7:35, Steve Moore, an economist, will be joining us to talk about Larry Kudlow and also the economy broadly. 8:05, Matt Bonesteel from the Washington Post. We're going to talk about March Madness. And then 8:35, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. A lot going on there. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky, former counsel to the Justice Department in the Justice Department and a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
Lots of rumors running around Washington. Washington, I swear, sometimes it's like a middle school cafeteria with all the rumors that run around it. One of those rumors is getting a lot of legs right now is that Attorney General Jeff Sessions is considering firing Andrew McCabe. He is due to retire on the 18th, which I believe is Friday. Is that Friday?
15th? No, Sunday.
Sunday. Okay, so he's due to retire on the 18th. If he does, he retires. He gets his full pension. If he is fired by Jeff Sessions, he doesn't. What is behind this? Why would Jeff Sessions fire him?
Well, the New York Times story about this is that supposedly the Inspector General of the Justice Department has made some kind of claim against him that they sent over to the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility. That's the office that investigates agents when they're considered to have done something illegal or unethical. Mm-hmm. And all of this seems to stem back from, you may recall last fall, I think there was a story in the Wall Street Journal where FBI agents claimed that McCabe had refused, had sided with the Justice Department and had refused to issue subpoenas that these agents thought were necessary to do an investigation of the Clinton Foundation. So somehow it seems, if all this is true, as the Inspector General thinks, that McCabe may have done something frankly wrong, something perhaps unethical, or that he prevented this investigation from going forward.
Yeah, he's stonewalling a judge's order to provide some documentation that has been requested by Judicial Watch in a lawsuit.
That's another problem. The odd thing about this story is that they're putting it all over on Sessions as to whether or not McCabe should be fired. But remember, McCabe was the deputy director of the FBI. Wouldn't you think that his boss the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, might have something to say about whether or not his second in command should be fired.
So you think this is weird, unusual, that they would refer it all the way up to the attorney general?
Yeah, I just think it's unusual and a little bit bizarre the way the New York Times is doing this story and putting it all off on the Sessions with no mention of Chris Wray
the reporting here suggests that he misled investigators about his decision to authorize, I'm reading from CNN's copy here, about his decision to authorize FBI officials to speak to the media about an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. How much of a sin is it to reveal the details of an ongoing investigation?
Well, I'll tell you, that's never done. Look, I used to work at the Justice Department. The FBI is part of the Justice Department. And in essence, we were told that the cardinal rule, and this is, you know, inside the rules and regulations, is that you don't talk to the press about an ongoing investigation. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Justice Department won't even talk to Congress, which has oversight responsibilities for the Justice Department. They won't even talk to them or give them details of an ongoing investigation.
Or ones that you've concluded, but how you worked through them. It's all very interesting. I want to shift over to something else that you're interested in and that you've been tracking for a while. There's this consideration of whether or not the census is going to include a question about citizenship. It seems kind of common sense to me that you would ask if someone's a citizen or not on the census. Why is this up for debate right now?
Well, look, it's common sense to everybody except the progressive left who doesn't want this information out there. And look, we used to ask this question. It was only in the 2010 census that they suddenly stopped asking this question. And look, if we want an accurate census, we need to know this information, particularly, look, what have we been engaged in now really for 10 years? This very vigorous, active, contentious debate about what our immigration policy should be. Well, if you're going to debate that, don't you want to know the actual number of non-citizens in the country? This should be a no-brainer.
This notion, I mean, the contention here by the left is, well, you're going to give the president of the United States documentation of who is and who's not a citizen, and then they can cross-reference that and deport people. Here's the thing, though. President Obama invented a program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and also and DAPA as well, DACA and DAPA. These programs were intended for the federal government to actually get documentation on illegal immigrants in order to maintain them in the country. What I don't understand the fear. Obama already created a program that tracks illegals.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And nobody. The other thing that's so I think wrong about that assertion is that. The census question in the past and the current census question, you know, the American Community Survey, which is done to a much smaller number of Americans all the time, it has a citizenship question on it. It doesn't ask whether people are here legally or illegally. It simply asks, are you a citizen or not?
Mm-hmm.
And so even if you're doing a census where you're asking a citizenship question, since most of the people that are going to be answering it are, in fact, here legally as non-citizens, it's not like it's going to provide this huge database for the Department of Homeland Security to use to go after illegals.
Yeah, and my question is, what's to prevent someone from checking the box that says, yes, I'm a citizen? How do you know?
Well, there isn't anything to prevent them from doing that. Of course, that's a risk you run with, frankly, every question on the census.
Well, it turns out wanting to know how many citizens are in the country, what percentage of the country is made of citizens, kind of seems like a common sense data point, but not to some people. Hans von Spakovsky is going to stay on the case, and we'll keep talking to you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
6:44 here on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Frederick or Thursday in Alexandria. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we're busy on Maryland's 95 northbound direction. We normally don't have a delay here this early on for the rush hour. Opposite flow as you come off of the Capitol Beltway, either direction, be very careful on that inner loop especially. You're buzzing past New Hampshire Avenue, and then you'll slam on those brakes to that exit to go north 95, the crash up ahead near 212 Powder Mill Road. Now, a lot of response at the scene. Multiple cars are reported to be involved, so extra patience for sure needed. One left lane gets by. They had everyone stop momentarily, but again, they've released that left lane. So again, northbound 95 at 212. If you're choosing the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're also hung up coming off the Beltway into Greenbelt. Closer you get to Powder Mill Road, the better the pace. Park police tell me they have that crash to the shoulder. So as we've been really busy there on 270, it's just been the volume Urbana-Hyattstown. And now as you get through Germantown and Rockville, 66, uneventful. We like that. Through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, definitely seeing that volume increasing. Same story with 395 through Landmark and over the 14th Street Bridge. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds, slightly milder temperatures as we cloud over as we move through the day. An afternoon rain shower, a sprinkle of rain, 53. Mid-30s tonight, still fairly windy. Tomorrow, more wind around and high only 46. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 34 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
We don't agree on everything, but in this case, I think that's good. I want to have a divergent opinion.
What could President Trump have been talking about when he said that? Oh, wait. He was talking about a friend of the show, a regular here on WMAL, one Larry Kudlow, man who makes us all smarter. So yesterday, you know, there were rumors, again, talking about rumors that swirl in Washington, D.C. Well, one of the rumors that was swirling in Washington, D.C., that Larry Kudlow was going to step into the vacancy left by Gary Cohn right. as the National Economic Council, the director of the National Economic Council. And I believe this is cut 19, Mike. We actually asked him, I think, Vince, you asked him directly, hey, what about this rumor?
If the president does offer the job to you, would you accept it?
I just can't comment. I'm very old-fashioned about these things, so I'll just have to leave it there. We'll see what happens in the next few days, but
yes,
I don't have any comment one way or the other.
So he dodged our question.
He
instead of
dodge.
Just like having like a little discussion between just the two of us, we're old friends. You think he could give us a little bit of a scoop? Instead, yesterday on CNBC.
I thought he was going to call me to bawl me out because I had some problems with the cross-the-board tariffs. He called and started explaining his position to me, his thinking on the matter.
Trump is who he's referring
we
to.
We got into the conversation, and he started talking about the NEC director job. It was just a really good thing.
All right, so he gave the scoop to CNBC. I would like that noted, Larry.
Right.
Larry, I do not forget. I'm like an elephant in that way.
His principal employer where he's worked for how many years? 20-something years. And in the process, he got sober and he became like such a great guy. He was very emotional yesterday, actually, in that interview. Good for him.
So well-deserved. He was having dinner at Cipriani restaurant in Manhattan. And as he said, the president called him and started talking to him about the job, offered him the job over the phone. And during the call, President Trump said he was looking at Kudlow's photo on television at that time and told him, "You're looking handsome, Larry." So congratulations to Larry Kudlow, great man for the job. And Steve Moore will be joining us at 7:35. We're going to discuss this a little bit more. Maybe he's got some inside scoops for us on Larry Kudlow.
Definitely. 6:50 here on WMAL.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
America's farmers are the most productive in the world, exporting more than $100 billion worth of products annually. In fact, exports account for 20% of all farm revenue in the U.S. Free trade is essential to maintaining the strength of our agriculture economy. But some in Washington now support policies that would restrict trade. That would be devastating to farms across the country. Michelle Erickson-Jones is a fourth-generation Montana farmer.
We raise cereal grains, oilseeds, alfalfa, and we also have a small cow-calf operation. We're very optimistic about the economy under President Trump. However, we're very concerned about the trade policies from Washington. We depend on free trade policies to maintain our export markets. Crops that we grow here on this farm are exported across the globe. Policies that restrict trade would be devastating for farms like ours.
President Trump, keep our economy strong. Protect free trade. Learn more at farmersforfreetrade.com. Paid for by Farmers for Free Trade.
All right, 6:53 now. Time to check in on how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Enninger. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. May not have to beware the Ides of March. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street after three down days in a row for the Dow. We'll see. Markets in Europe are all higher. They closed mixed overnight in Asia. Crude oil is holding around $61 a barrel. It's been there for about a week. Toys R Us submitted its plan to liquidate and close or sell its 800 American stores. More than 30,000 people will likely be looking for jobs. America's largest radio company, iHeartMedia, has filed for bankruptcy protection. It's operating as it restructures. NASCAR has brought on Busch as the official beer, replacing Coors Light. NCAA men's college basketball fans are betting an estimated $10 billion with a B dollars on the so-called March Madness tournament. Most of it illegally. Companies are bracing for lost productivity starting today. Games start at lunchtime Eastern time. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
6:55 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, traffic is stopped again. This is going to be Maryland. Interstate 95 have a multi-car crash northbound direction. So if you haven't committed yet coming off the Beltway, you might want to take 29 going northbound or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. But if you're on the commitment to go 95 northbound up ahead at 212, traffic stopped with the multi-car crash. I have a lot of response at the scene here. Now, they had been letting the left lane occasionally get by, but they're in the process of trying to move some of these vehicles. Now, if you can get off at that service roadway there, and then you can wiggle your way around and get past all this activity, take 212 and then rejoin. Southbound 95, you can see the activity, so you're slow on the approach, but your travel lanes are open. Now, if you heard me talk about the crash northbound BW Parkway north of the Beltway, that's been cleared, so that is definitely still a better option than sitting in the backups on 95. Outer Loop slows from College Park and around to Silver Spring, 295 with the volume, 210 northbound at Kirby Hill Road. That crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Tranquil weather pattern, least precipitation-wise, not much in it. Clouds around this morning, increasing clouds this afternoon. Gusty winds, 53, maybe a rain shower. No widespread rain. Tonight, still fairly windy, 34 outside the Beltway, colder. Friday, gusty winds developing again in the afternoon. Chilly day with a high of 46. Factor in that wind, and yeah, it's going to be a bite in the air. Rain shower Saturday, sunshine Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
34 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL. That's right. Senator Bernie Sanders was had a busy day yesterday. There was the national walkout, remember, and students all over the country fled school to try and advocate for gun control. And yesterday in Washington, D.C., Bernie Sanders went to address everyone at the Capitol. Here's sound of the senator on a megaphone at the rally. If now, if you couldn't make that out, it basically was, you, the young people, are leading the nation, and then the Congress, blah, blah, blah. He said some other things. And then here's people. This is Bernie. Is this how people reacted to the Beatles? Listen to this. They're screaming.
His coat off and throw it at the crowd.
Yeah, he got hit in the face with a bra at one point.
Mike McKay, did he?
Did he really? Wouldn't that be funny?
Too funny.
So, meanwhile, note this. On his Facebook Live, which he had a Facebook Live running of his whole presence there, it showed that he had, like, armed cops all around him with their guns poking out. Like, he was traveling with armed security. Like, nobody gets the irony. Not a single person senses the irony of this. He's traveling with the detachment of armed police officers all around him to protect him from the teenagers throwing their bras at him.
Yeah, it's interesting because if you mention that to someone who is all for this and thought this was a wonderful thing, this whole rally, and when you ask them what it's about, they can't tell you. When you say, what about the fact that all the politicians had armed security and the students actually had armed police officers all around them? Well, they'll tell you those politicians. Well, they're politicians. They they need security. You don't need it. They need it because, some pigs are more equal than others.
Okay, so here's why I don't think they need security, because apparently there were wizards in the crowd. Did you hear this? If you check out the Women's March website, who organized this thing, one of the partners is the Harry Potter Alliance. For yesterday's march.
What?
The Harry Potter Alliance. And I went to their website to actually look it up. They're like a group of Harry Potter fans who organize social justice classes in the style of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Liberals suck the fun out of everything. They even make Harry Potter
political.
I just
imagine people walking around in Snuggies at a gun control event. The Harry Potter Alliance was out there. If you're not for gun control, you are against Harry Potter. You are with Voldemort.
Oh.
There's... ridiculous. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Wizard, no. Dr. Rick Latham will be with us.
He's Maybe
he can explain the wizard aspect of this to us. He's a clinical psychologist, and I'm sure there was a lot for him to assess yesterday at these walkouts.
Yeah, definitely. Take a hard look at how kids are being treated in our schools and what leads some of them to break. And then also, Steve Moore will be chatting with him about his buddy and our friend Larry Kudlow getting a job in the White House. A lot to talk about today. 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's back to school today for tens of thousands of students across the country who took part in yesterday's walkout to demand tougher gun laws.
The walkouts came a month after 17 students and teachers were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. At a Senate hearing, Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley announced he's introducing a bill named after the high school.
This bill will provide funding to support Secret Service National Threat Assessment Center's efforts to conduct cutting-edge research into the prevention of school violence.
Jerry Bodlander on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Annapolis, meanwhile, the Maryland House has passed two gun control bills, one to ban so-called bump stocks, the other to make it easier to keep guns out of the hands of domestic violence offenders and people dealing with mental illness. Well, he's already sacked his Secretary of State. Now President Trump is said to be considering more cabinet changes.
Sources say that Mr. Trump is growing increasingly frustrated with at least two embattled cabinet members, VA Secretary David Shulkin and Housing Secretary Ben Carson. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos also causing alarm after failing to answer basic questions about schools in recent interviews.
Correspondent Abby Phillip, the Prince George's County executive who is running for governor this year, is submitting his final county budget proposal, and he says it shows just how far the county has come under his leadership.
The common threads of Prince George's County when he got elected in 2010, says County Executive Rashern Baker, were foreclosures, homicides, and budget deficits.
This county, regional and national stature, has risen.
His budget now exceeds the $4 billion mark, a historic threshold, he says. Education's the biggest beneficiary.
County funding for our school system has increased by $165 million under my administration.
The school system's been dealing with reports of widespread grade inflation. Governor Larry Hogan has called on the school CEO to step down. Baker's hoping to take on Hogan in the governor's race this November. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
According to a new report, drunk driving deaths in our area were down 21% in 2016.
Montgomery and Prince George's County saw an even bigger drop in drunk driving deaths in 2016, 43%, according to the Washington Regional Alcohol Program's annual report. Director Kurt Erickson.
And I absolutely attribute that, at least in part, to the amounts of attention that Noah's Law and its passage and what drunk driving meant and how Maryland's patience, against drunk drivers has really worn out.
Noah's Law requires all convicted drunk drivers to have devices in their cars that stop the vehicles from starting if alcohol is detected on their breath. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of America's best-known retailers is throwing in the towel.
I want to grow up.
But no more. Toys R Us, the iconic retailer, will shut down or sell all of its nearly 800 stores in the United States. The announcement comes 6 months after Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy and 2 months after announcing plans to close nearly 200 stores. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,758, the Nasdaq at 74.97. Sports, the Wizards win in double overtime in Boston. College basketball, Syracuse and Texas Southern win at the NCAA tournament. The Caps meet the Islanders tonight. Exhibition baseball, the O's win, the Nats were idle. WMAL News Time 7. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Mark Levin weeknights 6 to 9.
Great. Now, give me the information.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
You getting a little picture here?
Details at WMAL.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros, selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, avoid Maryland northbound 95 coming off of the Beltway. Just at a standstill here. The crash as you come up to 212. They are making progress at this multi-car crash. Finally seeing some traffic getting by. Everyone had been stopped there for a while. It looks like there was just the left shoulder, but they're allowing, it looks like two lanes. They're making progress as I speak. I'm watching this in the traffic camera. So northbound 95, again at 212, but we are in a solid lineup off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Running much better, the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, even 29 is an option.